Welcome to the 11KBW podcast on term time holidays, an update by Paul Greterex. This talk was given at the 11KBW Annual Education Conference for Schools and Universities on the 30th of November 2016. For more podcasts and information, please visit 11kbw.com.
Term time holidays. You know what this is all about? Mr. Platt and the Isle of Wight. And what happened earlier this year. I thought I'd take advantage of you all being in this room to do a quick survey of two things. The thing that I found from having done that case and the aftermath of it is that it did seem to completely polarise the country. In terms of people who, like Mr. Platt, thought that it should be up to parents to be sensible about when they should take their parents on holiday, and frankly, if you take your kids out for a week in the context of otherwise good attendance, then it's really you should be allowed to do that. And then the other side of the argument was attendance is very important, it undermines schools and children's education, and really it's quite right that a strict approach is taken to that. That seemed to be the broad camps in which everyone who I spoke to when reading about the case sort of fell into, and I just wondered out of everybody here, who is in the, what I might call the Mr. Platt camp, and who's in the strict approach camp? Yeah, interesting. Roughly 50-50. It seemed, from my sort of unscientific analysis at the time, the majority were more on Mr. Platt's side, but it may just be that people of that view are a bit more vociferous. The other thing that I wanted to ask about, which might be slightly more controversial, is those of you here from local authorities, I'm not asking you to say anything if it's not in the public domain, is a number of local authorities took the decision after Platt to stop issuing penalty notices, and others have carried on. Is there anyone here, and I'd say if it's a decision that's sort of not in the public domain, then there's obviously I'm not inviting anyone to say anything about that. But if you're from a local authority that's made clear that you're not going to issue any more, is anyone in that category? Their hands up. Has any local authority made clear that they're carrying on regardless, or you know for a fact that they're carrying on issuing penalty notices? Yeah, small number. Okay. The whole thing, frankly, is a bit of a mess, and I thought the purpose of doing this very short talk, it's the shortest talk of the morning, just sort of squeezed in before we all go off for coffee, is just to give you an update, just given the importance of this. And as I said, some local authorities have stopped issuing penalty notices, I think altogether in some cases, or at least they've really reined it back in. And I know from friends and contacts who are teachers, I know the teachers said they got a letter from their local authority saying don't issue any more, or bring this to an end. And there's a lot of uncertainty on the part of parents. There was another programme on ITV the other night about it. I thought it all sort of died down a bit. But it's something that is still very much near the surface of people's consciousness. So I thought an update might just be helpful to see where we've got to. The provisions in question that we're concerned with, and this is really one of the complicating factors, is what lies underneath this is a criminal penal provision. We're not talking about civil penalties like parking tickets, which, whether you pay it or not, doesn't involve you getting a criminal record. These are criminal provisions, and that is quite important for reasons that are both obvious in general terms and less obvious when it comes to looking at things like Article 7 of the European Convention of Human Rights and the common law principles about penal provisions being interpreted in the most lenient way possible. But those are the two provisions, and of course the key issue raised by them is, when does a pupil fail to attend regularly? What does that mean? Our education conferences are regular, the Olympics are regular, Harry's Comet is regular, but what does it mean? And the other point, interesting point worth remembering, is there's the more aggravated offence, which you can go to prison, of knowing non-attendance. So the first one is strict liability. If your child doesn't attend regularly, it really doesn't matter whether you know anything about it or not as a parent. But the more aggravated offence is where you know. and the point about that is, if you take your child on a term time holiday, then of course you do know full well that they're not attending school. And so in theory, it's the aggravated offence which applies in that situation, although a lot of prosecutions, as far as I'm aware, have all of them that I'm aware of, which isn't that many, obviously, but all the ones I've seen have been under the simple offence rather than the aggravated offence, which is interesting. This is the case that everyone forgot about. This was a case back in 2006, which said that what regular tense means is fact and degree, and it dealt specifically with the issue of unauthorised holiday. It does not automatically follow that there's not regular attendance, merely because there's been an unauthorised holiday. And the High Court will only intervene effectively, what we lawyers recognise as being on the Wednesbury basis. Now, what happened in Mr. Platt's case is there was a holiday absence for the days there. And the information, so the charge, as it were, alleged the offence in respect of that period only. And as a matter of fact, there was no evidence of fact heard in that case, because as a matter of fact, it wasn't in dispute that between day one and day seven, 13th to 21st of April, we got the actual dates there, that there was no attendance. But you see from that slide what the attendance figures were before and after the holiday. And the question which arose in that case for the magistrates, because the magistrates acceded to a submission of no case to answer, and so there was the case was thrown out. The question of the High Court, did we err in taking into account attendance outside of the offence dates when determining the percentage attendance of the child? And what the divisional court said was no. You can't secure a conviction as a local authority, because it's only local authorities that can prosecute these, by laying an information referring to a holiday period only. C against Bromley was approved. The decision of the magistrates was reasonably open to them. The court rejected the argument that any absence without statutory excuse necessarily constitutes a section 4441 offence. That was their decision. They announced it already in court. It's the only time I've seen an outcome of a case I've been in on BBC News while I was still standing outside court, gathering my papers together and having a chat with my client. And then what happened the very same day, there was a statement by the DfE which said, we're going to look at the judgment in detail, we're clear children's attendance is non-negotiable, so we're now looking to change the law and then also strengthen statutory guidance. But again, and I should make clear, this is all, everything I'm referring to is here in the public domain, because as I'm about to come on to, the case is still live. And I'm being very careful not to comment in any way on the legal issues. So these are all public domain. So what the council then explained is that what's going on here is they weren't going to take the matter any further, but the DfE asked them to and said that they would cover the cost. Now, the argument, they applied for permission to appeal, which goes to the Supreme Court. When it's a criminal matter in the divisional court, you go straight to the Supreme Court. The argument that's being run by the Isle of Wight is that to attend regularly, the key wording I said at the start, means to attend on each occasion when attendance is required by the school. And what happened is the divisional court said, well, that question of law is one of general public importance, because you don't get to the Supreme Court unless you've got something of general public importance. But the divisional court refused permission to appeal. The application was then renewed to the Supreme Court, as can be done, and a notice of objection has been filed. And the decision of the Supreme Court on permission to appeal is awaited. In the meantime, then, as the law stands, it's pretty much in that slide from C. and Bromley back in 2006. Regular attendance is a matter of fact and degree for magistrates based on all the circumstances of the case. An unauthorised holiday could lead to a finding of failure to attend regularly, but it doesn't automatically do so. And on any appeal by way of case stated from the magistrates to the divisional court, the issue for the divisional court is whether the magistrate's decision was reasonable in the Wednesbury sense. What the Supreme Court, if the Supreme Court refuses permission, that's the end of it, and that slide will be the law unless and until something else comes along, with all the questions that are still yet to be determined, or may be determined, about what all of these different things mean. If the Supreme Court, well, what also may happen, of course, if permission to appeal is refused, is that the law may be changed. It's almost certainly going to have to be Parliament, I think, because it's in section 444(1) of the Act. It's a bit difficult to see how it can be changed otherwise than by Parliament, but that's one option. If the Supreme Court grants permission to appeal, then whether they limit it or whether they indicate they're going to look at matters more broadly than the specific issue, all remains to be seen. In the meantime, a couple of months after the decision of the Divisional Court, the latest round of statistics came out. These are statistics taken from the government's website, mentioned there, for the last academic year, which shows that 151,125 penalty notices were issued. It's an enormous number. Of those, 108,000 were paid within the 28 days, 17,000 were withdrawn, and 15,000 plus prosecutions following non-payment. I did happen to notice just on the way here this morning, there's a story on the BBC News today about some other school attendance figures showing, I don't know if anyone's seen this on their way in, I'm sure nobody's been looking at their phones while anyone's been talking this morning, but 30,000 children are apparently missing from education, according to statistics that have been released, but again, for the end of the last academic year. So again, it's why I say it's something that is very much at the forefront of the government's mind in terms of attendance, in the public's mind in terms of news stories about this, and in the front of the mind of parents who are wondering whether they should be going on holiday or not, and what the consequences might be.